Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, rector at St. John Chrysostom Anglican Church, the Anglican Internet Church in Richmond, Virginia, and I welcome you to part one of episode four in our series of oral essays for themes during Passion Season. Part one is the first of eight mini-homilies for Good Friday. Our service for Good Friday is derived from several sources. The primary basis is a set of prayers and meditations that were developed in 1946, the first Good Friday after the end of World War II, by Bishop William R. Moody, who was the Bishop of Lexington, Kentucky. To this base of Bishop Moody's work, I have added several prayers from the Eastern Orthodox tradition, especially those of our namesake and patron saint, John Chrysostom. For the commentaries on the words from the cross, that is, the seven mini-homilies, I have adapted the work of Bishop George Hodges, who was the Bishop of Boston in the late 19th, early 20th century. For this podcast version, there will be no music, but in the live version presented in the chapel from noon to ninth hour and available both live and in video form after the service concludes, I have once again this year used hymns from the venerable 1940 hymnal, but have set them to different and more singable tunes and added the closing hymn, Ruler of the Hosts of Light, a hymn which is thought to date from the first three centuries of the church. And here we set it to Song 13, which is in some traditions called Canterbury. And we've used the words from the Latin usage of the 17th century. The service for Good Friday is focused on the seven words of the cross quotations used in association with hymn 82, in the 1940 hymnal and also in the St. Chrysostom hymnal. Four of the seven words or phrases are actual quotations from the Psalms. For those who may not be able to watch the service, I wanted to share with you the first of the three opening scripture readings, followed by the petition that is read before each of the seven parts. And they bring to him to the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of a skull. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over the King of the Jews. This is Mark 15, verses 22, 25, and 26. And after that reading, and two more scripture readings, we sing hymn 67, See the Destined Day Arise, which is a 6th century hymn attributed to Venantius Fortunatus, and for our service has been reset to the more singable tune, Monkland. Before the introduction and before each of the seven words, everyone present says the following confession, which helps establish the very solemn tone characteristic of the entire service. O my God, I believe in Thee, I hope in Thee, I grieve that so often I have wounded Thee by my sins. Here now I present part one of eight parts for Good Friday. In the live service, these are spoken before the singing of the appropriate verse from hymn 82. Part 1 includes the introduction and the mini-homily on the first word. In 1904, Bishop George Hodges of Boston wrote an introductory prayer for Good Friday that I do not believe can be equaled. And for this reason, we use it each year, and here I read it now. I especially like this passage because Bishop Hodges, like St. Athanasius, and like us here as St. Chrysostom Anglican, believe that if we listen, we may find the voice of Christ in the Psalms. And here is what the bishop said. Let us remember as we meet how he promised to be with us. Of the Lord who suffered death for our sake, we have a devout memory this day. He is here beside us. The words which we will speak are spoken in His hearing. May He forgive whatever is said in ignorance, whatever is mistaken, and may He bless the service to the deepening of our affection and to the praise and glory of His holy name. Amen. The first word is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 23, verse 34. These words were said by Christ upon the cross while praying for His tormentors. Christ, through suffering on the cross and with a real criminal on each side of Him, is telling us that neither the Jews who accused Him nor the Roman soldiers who abused Him or those who actually nailed Him to the cross knew what they were doing. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for they had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Since we are not including music with these podcasts, I want to close with the words of the first verse of hymn 82, Jesus in Thy Dying Woes, which was composed by Thomas Benson Pollock in 1870. As noted earlier, the music which we use for this hymn is Orlando Gibbons' tune, Song 13, which is also called Canterbury, and was published in Hymns and Songs of the Church in 1623. Jesus, in thy dying woes, even while thy lifeblood flows, craving pardon for thy foes, hear us, holy Jesus. Savior, for our pardon sue, when our sins thy pangs renew, for we know not what we do. Hear us, holy Jesus. O may we, who mercy need, be like thee in heart and deed. When with wrong our spirits bleed, hear us, holy Jesus. Please join us again for part two concerning the second word, Today thou shalt be with me in paradise.